Said, last name is S A I D. S A I D. First name is Thena. T H E E N A. Thena Said. Date of birth is 12/13/47. 12/13/47. T H E N A A. That's T H E N A A. And then S A I D. 12/13/47. Our patient is a 77-year-old woman, originally from Iraq, I-R-A-Q, married for 35 years. They have no children. Her and her husband live in Houston. They have no help. Patient has a Ph.D. in biochemistry, was in research at Baylor College of Medicine for years, period. She has never been a heavy smoker or drinker in the past. She has a history of hypertension, but that's not an issue at this time. In 2017, she had lung cancer, subsequent radiation, surgery, chemotherapy, and biologics. Has stopped all meds because she has not responded. The cancer now is found in her colon and her liver, period. She's quite weak. She is a high risk of fall. She took a fall last Friday, where she went to the emergency room and sustained most likely a humeral neck fracture. Who's that? I don't have an actual ER report, but she has a splint in place, and they have told her that she doesn't need any surgery and to keep that in a splint for now, period. The husband is in desperate need of help at home to keep the wife at home. She wants her to be on hospice. She's no longer a candidate for chemo radiation at this time, period. She's had a tremendous amount of diarrhea. She's had 25% weight loss of her total weight. She weighs around 110 to 115 pounds. She's total ADL dependent and now becoming bowel and bladder incontinent with foul-smelling urine, most likely related to urinary tract infection, period. Patient is also found to be debilitated, no longer able to walk. He is not using any oxygen, but is using a nebulizer from time to time. She requires the help of her husband to stand up. She has had nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, decreased appetite, weakness, pain. She speaks in a whisper. Very tired all the time. And she complains of being in pain. When asked how you're doing, she says, I'm dying, period. Nipiragraf allergy, none. Nipiragraf immunization is up to date. Nipiragraf last hospitalization was the ER visit that was described above. Nipiragraf medication at this time includes Coric 25 milligram twice a day. Then dexamethasone 2 milligram daily. Then hydralazine 100 milligram twice a day. Then EVEROLIMUS 10 milligram a day. EVEROLIMUS 10 milligram a day. And then review of system as above. Then, let's see, patient's husband, K-H-A-S-R-A-W, is the primary caregiver. He's 75 years old, very hard of hearing, and quite debilitated himself. Then put down vital signs. Blood pressure is 117 over 64. 98% oxygen, 48 pulse, or 66 pulse. Heart, positive, spawn, positive, is 2. With ectopics, lungs, bronchi, RALS, coarse breath sounds, diminished breath sounds bilaterally. Abdomen scaphoid, neurological movement of all four extremities, very weak. Skin shows decreased turgor or mucosa with an lesion. Assessment, 77-year-old woman with end-stage lung cancer with meds into the colon and liver. Patient is no longer in chemo radiation therapy because of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, weight loss. She's lost 25% of her body weight. She speaks in a whisper. She has pain, status post fall. She's bowel and bladder incontinent now, ADL dependent on her husband. That was described. Requires pain medication. Is not having any nausea at this time. She's on high-dose dexamethasone. Will obtain the records regarding the use of dexamethasone and the previous ER visit. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Her MAC is 22 centimeter at this time. Patient's finding was discussed with discussed with husband, and I recommended discontinue some of the blood pressure medication since her blood pressure is so low and that could cause orthostasis. I would start with hydralazine. B, I would put her on Cipro for urinary tract infection, and C, possible Ditropan 5 milligram a few times a day to help with incontinence. This will be discussed with the medical director as well. Case was discussed with husband. Thank you.